Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. This week, 23,500 head of cattle will sell on Thursday. More details online, superiorlivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to be there to say thank you to our nation's soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardians. And after the developments of this week, the National Guard, too. Make your contribution. Keep abreast of the avenues for saying thank you at stakesfortroops.com. And my favorite destination in the nation, Medora, North Dakota. On the web, MedoraND.com. Last week I was fortunate. That was a Tuesday as well. I had Weston Jones on Rural Routes. It was his 16th birthday. Mindy Patterson, is it your 16th birthday, too?
Actually, it's my 29th. Thank you.
You're way wise beyond your years to be only 29.
Now, why would you laugh when I say that?
Because I was thinking of your wisdom, and you can't acquire that much wisdom in 29 years on Earth.
Yes. Well, another trip around the sun, what can I say?
Yeah. Happy birthday, that's what I say.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting here this morning. I'll just tell everybody, because I think some people know, I listen to NPR every morning so that I know what I need to fix the rest of the day on my radio programs. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, I heard you this morning, although you didn't get much of a soundbite in. What brought you to the radio airwaves? The USDA finally making a step of progress, and somebody's not happy, I think.
Yeah, HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, is not happy. Well, you know, there's been a lot going on, and as you know, you're on the forefront of the swamps that are being drained in Washington, D.C., and the Cavalry Group and all of our members are very excited and happy about the recent decision by USDA to their change in policy that was implemented last Friday, February 3rd, basically removing private, confidential, and unadjudicated USDA licensee information from their website. And HSUS and all the animal rights people have been having a meltdown. And just prior to that, we had written an article, which was posted publicly about 2 weeks ago, although it's, you know, not just because of the article we wrote. There's been a lot of different moving parts and actions by many different groups to make changes at USDA, of course, but we had a front row seat to this disaster that was taking place and unfolding late fall and in recent months, where HSUS and PETA had been implementing FOIA requests for USDA licensees information. And we've been responding to hundreds of these, which ironically have been pouring in immediately following the presidential election on November 8th. We were just flooded with these responses that we needed to take care of on behalf of our members. And in doing so, I wrote an article that basically talked about the fact that the Freedom of Information Act was originally intended to provide transparency to government, not to be used against American citizens. And yet this process has been used frequently by all the animal rights groups whose nefarious use of private information has been basically handed over to them by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
I'm going to say, and a lot of this is thanks to your doing, but the dog breeders of the world, the United States, mm-hmm. have understood for quite some time that there is a list that anybody has access to if they're a licensed dog breeder in the USDA. Mindy, I'm also going to go on and say, most people who have a concentrated animal feeding operation, a CAFO, also had their information available to the general public, and I don't think they even knew it.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Well, the interesting thing, I mean, when you become a licensee for USDA, mm-hmm. Whether you are exhibiting, breeding, transporting, or selling animals, and you have a USDA license, you know up front that your information, your inspection reports are going to be public. But what's interesting is that the information that a lot of these animal rights groups were FOIA requesting had nothing to do with that. It had to do with their private information, such as how many animals did they sell annually? How much money did they make last year? And that's no different than, you know, asking to see my tax records,
Absolutely.
My tax returns. That's private information. And so we all know that the ideology of the animal rights groups are opposed to anyone breeding and selling animals for a living, because they've made that plain as day. And yet the general public has no idea that that's really their agenda, that they consider that exploitation of animals to breed animals for sale. And but it's all in the translation. It's all in the language.
I still want to point out that people believe that if this is just an attack on dog breeders. It's an attack on animal ownership, and as you just indicated, an exploitation of animal ownership, period.
And private property.
Oh, how dare you, Mindy Patterson, devalue the life of an animal to be nothing more than mere property. How dare you?
I know, I'm so evil. Well, we also have empirical data that is evidence that the animal rights group have been using this licensee information to make fraudulent claims, anonymous tips to authorities, and using it to terrorize law-abiding American families whose livelihood just happens to be breeding, transporting, or selling animals. So, you know, we've had a front row seat to this horror show, and for the last 5 years that we've been doing this. So when Wayne Pacelli gets his knickers in a twist because, you know, this private information is no longer available, I'm here to tell the general public that it's because they won't have the access to terrorize people. I mean, how would a car dealership like it if someone FOIA requested how many cars they sold or how much money they made? That wouldn't fly. But why is it okay for Animal Enterprise to be under the gun in that manner?
Yeah. At every turn, it's an attack on property rights, period.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What Wayne did not say and won't say publicly is that he's really miffed, because I know for a fact, after a phone call that I got on Sunday, somebody walked into the new USDA with a list of swampies that needed to be drained from the USDA that have an HSUS affiliation. And so that's what's got him really miffed, is he just lost his whole angle.
I love it. Well, you know, they've been leaving their trail of breadcrumbs in plain view. It's not like they hide their agenda. They write books about it. They write blogs about it. And they've gotten so brash and bold through the years during the Obama administration that, you know, it's coming back to bite them. And we're just put up with this anymore.
Yeah. We're happy to be the pit bull that puts the teeth in it.
Amen.
Yeah.
And thank you for all you are doing and have done, Mr. You have been on the front lines of making this change, and I'm just so grateful.
What's next, Mindy? Where do we go from here? People cannot be complacent and say, all right, Mindy's got this under control. What do we need to do?
Well, interesting you say that. I think as I'm watching everything happening and changing for the better at the federal level, which won't all happen overnight, I think we need to, you know, really support everyone's efforts in the new President Trump administration. We also have to pay attention to what's going on at the local and state level, because the animal rights groups have really ramped up in these state legislative sessions that are now underway, and also at the local level, at the city council, county council, planning and zoning even. I really, you know, people need to pay attention to what's going on in their own backyard and, you know, not be afraid to take action and meet with their elected representatives.
Funny that we're on the same page. I speak about every day this time of year, but last night spoke in my back door, Kearney, Nebraska. And I banged home harder the message that, yeah, we like what's happening federally right now, but there's no time ever better than right now to get more involved locally and drive all of these things at the grassroots level, because you summarized it perfectly. we have to drive the ship from the local level.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, it's very concerning, and I worry, actually, as you stated just a moment ago, about complacency. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to rest on their heels thinking that we can all relax now that Trump's in office and he's got this great cabinet that's, you know, put together. We need to continue to stay on our toes also at the federal level, because we've got basically 2 years to get things back in order and, you know, continue to push.
Yeah. Mandy, 1 minute left. Where do people go if they want to get a hold of you or maybe read that piece that you wrote last week?
Visit our website, which is www.thecavalrygroup.com. Cavalry is spelled C-A-V-A-L-R-Y. And click on the news tab. And we have all sorts of up-to-date news articles. And our most recent article is on Joe for America, on the Joe for America tab on our news mm-hmm. page. You can find the article we wrote entitled... let's see, what is the title of that? It's titled, Obama's USDA Fails to Protect Animal Businesses.
Perfect. Thanks, Mindy. Happy birthday. Now go celebrate.
Thank you.
29.
Thank you so much.
You're too wise for 29. I'm not buying it. Loose trails and tails. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm. I want to take this opportunity to remind you about the technological advancements and innovation that Kelly and I have brought into our own sow herd. You know that we have the computerized automated sow feeding system. I've had some people say, well, Trent, you know, I just don't want to do that because I like the interaction with the sows. Well, we just don't carry 5 gallon buckets. We still go through the sows, we monitor them, and we learned the hard way that those tags that create the feed opportunity for sows, they can be lost. So you have to go through the sows regularly to make sure that, number one, they're in the correct body condition, because you can change that on an individual basis. Plus, when they lose a tag, they can get rather hungry after a couple of days. So you still need to have animal husbandry 101, but you don't need to carry 5 gallon buckets. That's the bottom line. Simplicity and reliability. That's the winning combination with the MPS Agra system electronic sow feeders that we use. MPSAgra.co.uk. MPSAgra.co.uk.